It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. In northern Wisconsin, the Canadian energy firm Enbridge is working on a $450 million rerouting of its controversial Line 5 oil and gas pipeline. While the company has secured key approvals for the project, its state permits are now being challenged in court. As WPR's Danielle Kading reports, the fight is another front in the larger battle across the upper Midwest over pipeline projects that often pit energy and jobs against potential harm to Native American tribes and the environment.
On a side road in northern Wisconsin, Bad River tribal member Joe Bates flies his drone over the path of the Line 5 reroute proposed by Canadian energy firm Enbridge.
They have a big right-of-way that they've cut down, laid all the trees down.
In late February, crews began clearing trees along a new 41-mile stretch of Enbridge's oil and gas pipeline. The company first proposed a new route for the pipeline 6 years ago after the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa sued Enbridge to shut down Line 5 on tribal lands, fearing the line might rupture. Back on the reservation, Joe Bates pours a cup of tea from plants collected on tribal lands.
This is Bad River medicine. Smell it.
We're visiting Bad River tribal member Sandy Derrigan at her home on the reservation. Derrigan shows off shrubs like Labrador tea and sage that she harvested in the region to use as medicines. Derrigan says the new pipeline route still threatens critical resources.
We rely on our deer meat, our fish, our wild rice. We won't have that if there's a spill.
Native people have argued that oil and gas pipelines threaten tribal lands by risking catastrophic spills that could contaminate drinking water, wetlands, and ecosystems that sustain traditional food sources. The Enbridge project is set to cross some 200 Wisconsin waterways and affect 100 acres of wetlands. In 2024, state regulators issued key permits that were challenged by the tribe and environmental groups but upheld by an administrative law judge. Enbridge's director of Midwest Region Operations, Paul Eberth, maintains that Line 5 is vital for the region's energy needs.
The Line 5 relocation project is important not just to Enbridge, but to our country, to the country of Canada, to the communities that the refined products that come from Line 5 serve.
But the group Midwest Environmental Advocates, along with the tribe, want a court to overturn state permits and halt construction. Rob Lee is a senior staff attorney with the group.
The argument against the reroute itself is the damage and the havoc that it will wreak across all of those waterways and wetlands in northern Wisconsin.
Construction would include blasting and drilling in waterways and wetlands. And Lee says the fight is not just about the reroute, but the entire pipeline. Dave Strifling of Marquette Law School's Water Law and Policy Initiative says the debate over Line 5 in Wisconsin is similar to fights seen over the Dakota Access Pipeline and other projects in Minnesota and the Dakotas.
These disputes raise some of the same themes of tribal autonomy and environmental impacts and broader debates about energy independence versus renewables and climate issues that are involved here.
Line 5 now carries some 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids daily from Superior through northern Wisconsin and Michigan to Ontario. Opponents say the reroute locks in dependence on fossil fuels that contribute to global warming, and they point to the company's track record of spills. Enbridge's Paul Eberth says pipelines are safe, but they're not perfect.
Enbridge has been there to remediate, you know, any releases or spills that have happened out in the environment, and we're going to continue to be there if there are any in the future.
Supporters say the pipeline project would add $135 million to Wisconsin's economy and create 700 jobs during construction. Neil Sikich is with the Steamfitters Union Local 601.
You know, I'm working with the community about bringing on people for this project. It's good jobs. You know, it brings in a lot of money to the community.
While Enbridge officials expect to prevail in the end, an attorney for Bad River says the tribe will never stop fighting to protect its homeland. For the Upper Midwest Newsroom, I'm Danielle Kading.